MBI. This is Jim London.
Hey, Jim. How's it going? This is Tyler with the Bank of Cardiff.
Tyler with who?
The Bank of Cardiff.
The Bank of Cardiff. Really now? What can I do for the Bank of Cardiff?
I'm just following up here on an offer we actually had extended to you in the business. It was about 2 weeks ago. Based off some good lending history you had with Altec Capital. Is any of that ringing a bell by chance?
Well, I've been getting lots of solicitations recently from people wanting to lend me money, I can tell you that.
I mean, I bet you do. I just kind of wanted to touch base here and see if you received the offer. You had been pre-approved for right around $250K for some equipment and working capital.
Well, Tyler, I really do appreciate the telephone call, but I already have a line of credit established with my local bank. I'm just going to stay with that.
I see. Well, if anything does change, or if you kind of want to just shop around and see what else is available there for you, the offer will still stand as long as you maintain that good lending history there. So definitely keep us in mind. Did you maybe have an email here? I could just shoot you my information just so you kind of have it in the back pocket there.
Sure, go right ahead. As long as you promise not to share it with anyone else.
That I can promise.
Okay, it's J London, J-L-U-N-D-E-N.
Okay.
At MVI, as in Mike Victor India.
Okay.
Dot BZ, and that's the weird part, Boy Zebra.
Interesting. What is it? Dot BZ, what is that?
Well, nowadays, it means that I live in Belize, in the Latin American country of Belize, but
yeah.
When I started the business, my internet provider was telling me that we're going to run out of .coms, so they had these extensions called BIZ and BZ, so I jumped for the BZ address because I wanted MVI.
Yeah. They're running out of .coms? Is that what they told you?
That's what they told me, seriously.
Wow.
I believe it.
I've yet to hear that. That's pretty incredible.
That was back in the year 2002.
Wow. Well, all right. I'll shoot you that information there. You'll just kind of have it in the back pocket. It'll just have my direct dial and a summary of the offer. So if anything does come up or if you kind of just want to get interested in what programs we do offer, definitely feel free to reach out.
Okay, will do. One more question for you, Tyler.
Yeah.
How do you know that my company, Mon Valley Integration, is a good credit risk?
We do a UCC filing check, your D&B credit profile. It'll just kind of show your most recent financial loan or line of credit that you took.
And okay. Then
it's just basically put in the D&B system here for public usage. So basically, if you made it on that, we've seen people have basically given you a loan in the past. It kind of is a good indicator there that you're someone that we'd like to align our business with.
Okay, so you rely on Dun & Bradstreet. Is that largely who you rely upon?
Correct.
Okay, the reason I'm asking that question is I've been doing some D&B research on some companies I'm thinking about extending credit to myself,
mm-hmm.
construction companies that we want to work for.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that they're going to pay their bills. And so I'm thinking about putting more information on D&B because
mm-hmm.
we want to attract a higher level of customer, big corporations. And so I'm going to be doing some filings of D&B. And I find it very interesting that you went to D&B to research my company. So thank you for telling me that.
Yeah, no, it's an extremely reliable source there. We actually have an incredible reputation here just because of that usage that we do. We like to align ourselves here with companies that are looking to grow and have a good lending history. And it seemed to do us really well here the last about 5-6 years now. So, I would highly suggest that if you're looking to do that for future business with the construction that you're doing, just to make sure you are aligning yourselves with the right customers.
Okay, well, good deal. I appreciate the feedback, Tyler, and do send me an email, and I will take special note of your offer, so I'll be on the lookout for it.
Yeah, I'll shoot that over, Jim. You enjoy your weekend, okay?
Okay, thank you, Tyler.
No worries.
Bye.